It is the weekend. It is John Gibbons hosting, and Liverpool might be riding high at the top of the Premier League, but there's other things going on way, way, way below us in the league, which is everyone. So we're going to do a little bit of a chat about all of that and all that goings on. And to join me to help do that, I've got Greg Minique, I've got Josh Sexton, and I've got Tom Murphy. I was practicing Minique, felt like it went all right in the build-up.
Smashed it, yeah.
What could go wrong from here? let's find out. Before we get on to the other stuff, Greg and Tom, you've not talked about the derby yet on the Anfield Wrap. So, Greg, how was your day? How did you find it? What did you make of the game?
The derby's always the one that you just say, win no matter what. Doesn't matter how you play. If you get, you know, a man sent off, as long as you get 3 points, just win the derby. That's all that matters. But I think, you know, we got the job done in a very solid way. The first half was, you know, an excellent display of attack as the best form of defence for me. They didn't really have any of the ball, and when they did, Alisson just caught all their crosses. But ultimately, we were just overpowering them too much in attack, and they couldn't contain us. And in the second half, you could see the dynamic change of the game, where I thought Everton were like, right, let's try and attack, but Liverpool were too solid, and we were well structured in defence. And again, it was the same thing. If they really did have a chance, it was going to, you know, Ibu was heading out, Van Dijk was heading out, Alisson was going to catch it. Moment of magic from Garner Gay to score that goal. Like, but other than that, they weren't really threatening. And even when we hit them on the counter, our counters, I'd say, were a lot more threatening than any Everton attack that they had in the entire 90. So I'm very happy with the performance. You know, even though I'm not really bothered about the performance, like, I'm happy with it. I'm just happy to beat them, really, and get the 3 points.
You mentioned Ibu there. We have not really talked about him on the content yet, so let's give him a shout-out, because there's other players who've scored and assist, it was easy to, but he won some big headers, didn't he? And he seemed to enjoy himself. He did one block and like a big celebration, yeah. which I was into. As an out and out defender who never got to celebrate much, I was into.
Nah, yeah, like he's had his critics at the start of the season, the early start. You could tell that, like, there was all the news of Madrid were in for him, and they were gonna offer him a contract in January, and people saying, oh, it was getting to his head. But I think recently he's been spot on. He's been solid, and as we've seen in the derby as well, like he had no problems with Beto. He was just having him every single time. And when the crosses came in, he was in the right position at the right time. When the corners came in again, same thing, right position at the right time. And he's done his job amazingly. And I think, you know, he's silenced a lot of the haters and doubters so far this season, especially the ones who are saying, oh, his head's gone, his head's not in the right place. But I think so far, especially, you know, this season, especially in the derby, it was very, very solid.
It leaves us 5 points clear at the top of the table, Tom. Five games, five wins.
Can't complain, can you?
You can't complain. Yeah, you've struggled to. It's all rosy for the Reds.